Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Mysteries, Miracles and Mysticism. I'm your host, Vanessa, and I am so grateful to be here this evening. I'm grateful that you guys are out there listening and tuning into this beautiful show, another magical show again for you this week, hopefully. So I titled the show A Day Out of Time and Clearing the Meridians because anyone who's new to Almeen's work, she is worth, I'm just going to tell the beautiful listeners, those who are new to Almeen, those who have never heard about Almeen, and, you know, those who are interested in what she actually does, this show is dedicated to Almeen's sacred teachings. She's world-leading mystic and seer. She has brought through many beautiful holistic healing modalities on Earth to actually assist humanity break free from matrices. I call them like matrices grids, like types of programming or things that may be keeping you stuck in your life, you know, or things that you may, you know, things that may have happened that actually block the meridians and could be affecting your decisions in what you're actually doing in your reality. So, and this kind of ties in with the day out of time that's actually happening tomorrow. So anyone who wants to find out about more, a bit more about Almeen, you can check out www.spiritualjourneys.com. So, I think I mentioned on the last radio show that there's more beautiful rune initiations coming up in Europe, in Genk in Belgium, and that's from Friday, October the 16th through to Sunday, October the 18th, 2015. That is going to be a very exciting time because it's a three-day intensive with initiations for Master and Grandmaster of the Runes. And they're going to be presented by Rohir. He's one of the Keeper of the Keys for Eastern Europe. Anyone else who wants to know more about the beautiful runes, you can check out I Am Presence. It's an online course. Almeen has put this online course up and has went intensively into this for a couple of months. Also, you can also purchase the Book of Runes. It's such a beautiful book. It's actually a gift to have in your house because it actually cancels out etheric interference from the black light realities. So you have white light reality and you have black light reality. The purpose of some of it, well, this book, I suppose, how can I say it? With the initiations that are coming up, you become a bridge. It's like becoming a bridge of no time. So what you're attempting to do are trying to embody all the beautiful principles of the sacred runes and live them. And what you're doing is living maybe one foot in the black light reality and another foot in the white light reality, which is physicality on Earth. And so you've got physicality on Earth, you've got white light, white light reality, and then you've got black light reality, which is the ethereal realms, which you might also know as soul realm, and also dream time. So when you're actually going into the dream time, you're actually going into soul realm, which is also black light reality. So the amazing thing about this sacred book, it's such a gift to have in your house, the Book of Runes it's called, and this book is like a form of alchemy that works as a nearly, a power object. So you don't even have to read this book. It's actually going to work on its own. You can put it under your bed before you go to sleep. So it's going to prevent any ethereal interference that might happen within the dream time, or it might just cancel it all out, you know, from star being races, stuff like that. So it's going to cancel out maybe some certain things, but it's a type of alchemy that's actually within this book, and it's a very, very beautiful, beautiful book and a total gift. The other book I would like to mention is the Book of Spells. This cancels out black magic. And it is, I mean, for yourself and your family, you know, I really feel, obviously being a mother myself, it's just a priceless gift. Because if there are those that are not at the same level of awareness, they may not necessarily know that they're actually enforcing their will on life, which is also a type of black magic. So there's a kind of very fine line, but it's such a gift to have this beautiful book in your home. So you know that your house is actually going to be, you know, it's cancelling anything out, any hostility. things like that. Beautiful spells in it. There's beautiful fairy magic in it. Maybe if I have time, I will read some fairy magic to you. Those who are listening, I'm very grateful to those who are actually on the line listening, because I connected with you before, one of you before the show, and very beautiful beings. So thank you for being here and listening. Without further ado, actually, do you know what I'm going to do? Before I go further into this, I'm actually going to play a beautiful sound elixir from Almin, and it's called, they're actually a star race called Ampa Fabian, and they actually look like, they kind of nearly look like a relative of the frog beings. And a beautiful sister actually painted, did an amazing art piece on this beautiful, beautiful beings actually, and they're actually benevolent to all of life. So without further ado, I'm going to play this beautiful sound elixir from Almin. It's an equal amount of black and white light frequency, which cancels out distorted frequencies or illusory frequencies, which is beautiful. So just enjoy listening, and here we go. Okay, and welcome back to the show. For those who are just who have just tuned in, this is Mystery, Miracles, and Mysticism, and I'm your host, Vanessa. This show is dedicated to the beautiful and sacred teachings of Almin, world-leading mystic and seer. You have just listened to Ampa Fabian, which is so beautiful. I actually feel shifted from just hearing it. I'd just like a recap on what I was mentioning before. I played that. And it was about the runes. Anyone who's interested in having an initiation into the rune initiation, I just wanted to see where you can contact somebody here, because I was reading about becoming a bridge of no time. And this is really kind of what happens when you become initiated into mastery or grand mastery of the runes. They had previously been on in Ontario, in Canada. And as I said, they'll be presented by Rohir. He's Keeper of the Keys for Eastern Europe. And you can contact him at rohir@almin.net, or you can contact the facilitators. The facilitators who will actually be, I feel, organizing it, and Rohir will be presenting it. Willie and Rina, Clary's are Keeper of the Keys for Western Europe. willie@anutima.be. So you can actually contact them for that. Let me see. For a second. So, so I'm back. I hope you can hear me. We had some technical difficulties there. My apologies about that. So I'm back, and I will continue where I was, which was talking about the rune mastery. So, yes, there's also something I'd like to discuss about that. The rune mastery, yes, you can contact her here at, I think I gave the message there. I'm sorry about this, everybody. Just give me a moment and I'll double check. Yep. It's rohir@almin.net or willie@anutiama.be. Okay, so you can check out on www.spiritualmastery.com. Our spiritual mastery, that's actually the online courses that Almin does. Okay, if anybody, there's no accidents, but this is coming through my mouth. So if anyone is interested in doing any online courses with Almin, you can check out www.spiritualmastery.com, and you will actually have access to I Am Presence that will help you study and integrate the runes for Grand Mastery of the Runes, Master and Grand Mastery of the Runes. So moving onwards, what I would like to also mention is about a day out of time, and that is tomorrow, which is Friday the 14th of August. So I don't know if anybody has noticed in their reality that there's been, I feel, a lot going on in general with even emotions and stuff like that. So, I would like to mention about changing our perception to change the world around us. Okay? So this is tomorrow, and we have another day out of time, which is the 14th of August, Friday, tomorrow. You can read about the post on Days Out of Time from July on 2015 on www.spiritualjourneys.com on the diary, and it features general comments about significance and opportunities of such days, including the reminder to focus on beingness versus doingness. It is our great pleasure to share Almin's special message for August the 14th, Day Out of Time. So I'm going to read it to you, to those who are listening. And I'm glad our beautiful callers have tuned back in. Thank you so much for being here. I'm very grateful to you for listening. So I'm going to read Almin's specific message that she's given to everyone for tomorrow specifically, a day out of time. And I'm going to read it to you right now, okay? I will just, before I read it, actually, I'm going to read what you can do on a day out of time. So a day out of time gives a great opportunity to affect the way events in your life unfold beneficially. The frequency of the day is higher and therefore in another plane than other days. The most potent way to change the quality of your journey is to change your attitudes, which is frequency. One day out of time, your reality becomes non-physical. Even though you might not feel the difference, you can set big trends in motion and shape the quality of unfolding trends. These days are of importance. The best way to spend a day out of time is in beingness, not doingness. So like doingness when you're running around doing everything and you don't have a moment for yourself. So if you can get the day off work, fantastic. Spend it dreaming in your reality, you know. and make sure there's plenty of food in your house. If you, you know, you don't have to go outside or anything like that, you can just be. So in beingness, not in doingness, be as much in silence and peace and aloneness as you can. If you need to be with others, take little snippets of time and dream. Dream how your life would be if you had all the resources and support you could have. Dream in the future. Listen. And that's from, I mean, that's from a previous one that was posted on July the 15th by Jan. So this is the message that was just posted today. A message for our light family. We need to stand together to the global drought that is such a problem on every continent. In our lives, anger is used to push down terror and despair. This causes less rain and more heat. We also use excess activity to avoid having to look at it. I would ask us to find the areas of hidden despair and have the courage to change them through perception. Our reality is the dream, and we are the lucid dreamers. We can powerfully affect it by changing ourselves. In this thought, the feeling that we are at the mercy of the environment melts away. We are the one, and we are the many. Let feelings of abandonment dissolve in the knowledge that we are the abundant life that dwells in all things, and that we can never be alone. It is recommended that the oud blend of the gods, it's the oud oil, by the way, and it is the oud oil. It's extremely powerful. It's a very beautiful, beautiful fragrance alchemy. So it's fragrance alchemy oil, and you can check out www.fragrancealchemy.com. It can be rubbed into the soles of the feet at bedtime to assist with managing symptoms of despair and hopelessness and depression. Oud oil, which works specifically with the thyroid meridian, is also available in the set used to clear emotional trauma from the 12 meridians of the body. So I'm going to read a little bit about the 12 meridians in a moment. But first of all, as I just want to mention about a day out of time, for those listening, very grateful to have you on the show and listening. Because you're obviously meant to hear this, you know. Maybe there's someone in your lives, maybe it's something that you can identify with in your lives that, you know, I mean, I'm sure all of us have had our moments. I know I have. So anyway, right, I'm just going to look for where I want to play you something. And this is, I am the mechanics of a day at a time, and I really want to share it with you as a gift. Maybe it will inspire you to consider doing this.
Almeen, we have a day out of time coming up in September 9, 2014. We thought this would be a good occasion if you could explain the mechanics of a day out of time.
Firstly, why is a special day designated to specific qualities? Let's take a look at time and how it flows. We have only one time produced a time map, and it was the map of the gardens of the Infinite's Palace, which is called the Holy Palace, and we worked with that for quite a while, especially early on in 2000. So that was actually a time map. It showed how lines of time flow, because time... We have been discussing time as the grooves in a gramophone record that goes around and around. And that is true, but it spirals, and in its spiraling motion, it follows certain routes. And different races have different routes. Early on in 2005, I made a statement that seemed pretty bizarre, but people wanted to know about Sumeria. How did the land of Sumeria actually end up coming out of seemingly nowhere? There isn't a gradual evolution of societies that can indicate why such a seemingly advanced and evolved society would suddenly just spring up. Well, I said that that is because that was lived backwards in time. So why is sometimes the living backwards and some living forwards? It's time we understand maps a little bit better of how this flow occurs within the cosmos. An example, there are intersecting points where a specific race that might be living, let's say, a specific line of progress in their evolution might actually be crisscrossing with us in a way that their future is our past. So on the time maps, and I actually have brought four with me this morning, there are seven time maps that I have access to. I just haven't drawn the other three. Information is pouring in pretty rapidly, but they have to be drawn as part of the education that the Rune Masters will have to undergo. So I've drawn four of them and I've brought them with me so that we can make them available to you. But you'll see how some of these lines are major hubs where many different timelines or flows of movement in the design are intersecting. A day out of time is such a hub. In a very simplistic way, you can say that a day out of time is a crossroads in which you can change dramatically the direction in which you're moving. So the direction in which you're moving can suddenly be 180 degrees or 90 degrees into a different direction at a crossroads. You can either go back where you came from, or you can go right or left or ahead. On a day out of time, you can choose to alter the direction of your life. That is number one. And the reason being the convergence of different timelines. Within this large pattern, how does individual choice seem to play out vis-a-vis a pattern that seems set? And one should also ask, how long is it set for? The changes cosmically that occur in the pattern of time happen on the Chinese New Year. I believe in 2014, it is on either the 14th or the 15th of February. You will notice that my teachings have changed around February every year. Every year, there has been a major change in the approach to accessing life by varying between fields of perception. My way of teaching shamanism ended in February. That's also the time the way of white magic started to take place, and so on. So February is the time that is the date that time maps change. So the maps that I am giving you are maps that are up till the 15th or the 14th, it looks to me like it's through the 14th, of February 2015, at which point there is a different time map. So what are the time maps? They are, for us, a year. They used to be several years, always ending in February, but they are at this point sped up, and they are a year each. For the infinite, the year is a nanosecond. And so from a perspective of infinite vision, it is a fraction of a section of ever-changing time. The map for us, which we examine during a year, is the map of infinite intent. That is the pattern in which time will flow. Now, where does individual will come from? If you look at these maps, there are hundreds and hundreds of lines of time in them, and you can take any direction you want, because you can only travel along these lines. There is no other way. and the lines are infinite intent. So whatever you choose is in alignment with infinite intent. On the day out of time, you must sit still and just look very, very carefully at what will really inspire me. Listen to the inspiration as it ripples through your inner senses, because your inner senses register inspiration, which is the voice of infinite intent, telling you what lies ahead for you on these different lines. There is no way to make a mistake. But when you follow your inspiration rather than what you think you have to do and the boundaries of fear and so on, you will always be led in the most graceful exploration of beingness.
So that was from Almeen. Very profound insights into the mechanics of a day out of time. For more information on this, you can go to I Am Presence with Almeen. So you would check out www.spiritualmastery.com, or you can check it out on Spiritual Journeys. So now moving on to the clearing of the meridians of the body. So clearing the 12 main meridians of the body. So it's a beautiful set you can get, and it includes 12 fragrance oils and an instruction booklet for clearing the 12 main meridians of the body. So emotional trauma is housed in the stagnant portions of the 12 main meridians that flow through the body. So you can assist in clearing the meridians with the beautiful fragrance alchemy, clearing the 12 main meridians of the body. Or, you know, if you have a Belvoir Spatagra mantra near you, you could ask them to do a beautiful holistic healing on you with the 12 the 12 meridians, 12 main meridians for clearing the 12 main meridians for the body. So, or you can get the kit, which will assist you to identify which meridian is blocked based on the distorted emotions it produces, the acupressure points to rub the oil into, as well as the optimum hours of the day in which to treat the specific meridians. The free-flowing, pure emotions of the 12 main meridians are an essential precursor to activating the divine within and release the God hormone from the pineal gland. So it's pretty, you know, it sounds really intense, but it's actually a beautiful, 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 sacred kind of holistic healing to give yourself, because you're really anointing your body with these beautiful oils and calling in some beautiful angelic beings to help clear distorted frequencies in those meridians, those areas. So you can clear out, like, you can clear out illusory emotions, as in, like, emotions that are no longer really real. You know, you can change the cellular matrix to higher evolution of expression and activate godhood in the individual and remove the blockages in the 12 main meridians for the body, and it's actually essential. So the blockages are the origin of memory, linear time, and the negative emotions associated with them. So fragrance as the one sense that never fell, frequency remained high. It is a key component in providing an effortless solution to blockages caused by separation consciousness, reminding the body of its oneness with Source. So, say for example, you know, you have someone in your environment, or yourself, whoever it is, you have someone in the environment, you know, who, you know, they either had guilt or disappointment or remorse or opposition to change. So you would, and this represents the large intestine meridian. So you would actually use the jasmine blend on that specific meridian in your body, and you would apply it to the meridian points in the body, and there's specific times that you can do this, which is the best time to use this. Also people who, you know, may have, greed, shame, blame, or feelings of disgust, they're like, you know, these are kind of illusory emotions. So, you know, this is the stomach meridian. So if this becomes blocked or anything like that, then you can use specific sacred fragrance alchemy to help assist in clearing those illusory frequencies. You know, people who have worry or anxiety or self-destructiveness or mood swings, you can use the fuchsia blend, and it helps cancel out these specific, you know, emotions that may the people be holding on to, which are actually blocking their meridian points. So it's actually very important, you know. You know, people who suffer from abandonment, sadness, insecurity, or feeling unheard, you can use the lotus blend. People who have fright or shock or impatience, you can use saffron blend. Who are feeling unfulfilled, so you can use saffron blend for that. They are beautiful. You can use for to work on the thyroid. For people who have deal with hopelessness or depression or despair, which I mentioned earlier on in the post that I read out, or people who are feeling suicidal, you can use the Oud blend. And she already mentioned that you can actually rub that into the soles of your feet before you go to bed at night. And it really helps with those, with people who actually, you know, who experience that or feel it, or, you know, it's actually... It's so beautiful, and it smells absolutely divine. All I can say is, anytime I order the Fragrance Alchemy, I nearly fall in love with all of it because it's actually so heavenly. It's like having Christmas come to my house when I receive it in the post. It's just a total blessing because each and every one of them are beautiful, and you know, some days. Some might speak to you, and some may not. You know, sometimes I'm like, oh, I want to wear all of them. But, you know, you can get them just as, you know, you can get them just as oils as well, because you actually, these specific ones that are brought out have a specific set for the clearing of the meridians. So they're specifically, the alchemy is specifically made in them for that. But you can actually buy fragrance alchemy on its own if you like a particular fragrance. Men or women, it doesn't matter. It's whatever one speaks to your heart, and when it comes to you, you just be in love with it because it's exactly the one that you need for that moment, maybe, you know. And to help you remember your oneness with all things, because sense of smell is the sense that never fell. That means it never fell in consciousness, and it always remembers its oneness. So, I'm going to now read about the rune initiation, life-altering sharing experiences, okay? So rune initiation is life-altering sharing experiences. And I'm going to read this as an experience of someone who received a rune initiation. So I'm going to read it. She said, "My experience of rune initiation has profoundly affected me. I had no expectations, but immediately felt the runes enter my body and an awareness of subtle and powerful changes going on within, a new core and foundation. I feel totally changed. Each time I would work on planning the rune event in Ohio, my heart would fill with gratitude for the gift of the runes from Almin, and the passion and joy of sharing the rune initiations. Whenever someone was asked to help at the event, they were quick to say yes. Many offered to help before they were even asked. The magnitude of the alchemy at work, creating a community of mutual cooperation and support for those attending the event, as well as those who were studying, working with, and integrating the runes, was ever present. At the opening of our gathering, we shared how our lives were unfolding. Our interconnectedness and oneness has never been more clear. Every person spoke of of some symptom of resurrection, also known as the dissolving of the illusion of polarity and duality, included the blending of opposites, such as awake and dreamtime, physical and soul world, effortless knowing, spontaneous manifestation, feeling like the observer and the observed in our own lives, sadness and grief in the realization of ourselves as source, all that is, and our bliss in the same realization. For some who had no idea what they had been experiencing, it was a revelation to hear that others were having similar experiences. We felt the presence of Almin, and as she told us many times during her retreats, the room felt full with angels, and many other beings who were interested in the unprecedented proceedings, Dan, Ohio, Grand Master and Keeper of the Keys of the Rune Masters, USA. Here we have here the Book of Runes. A power object to fully activate the inner and outer senses in order to dissolve the enslaving programs of belief systems. I mean, just reading this, Jan's experience from this, it's moving, you know. I feel what she's saying behind the words, you know. I feel it so much. It's a total resonance in my heart, you know, from someone who's been privileged enough to go to Almeen's sacred retreats. I feel it, and I'm really hoping and intending to go to the Grand Master Rune Initiation in Europe. That is my intention, and I encourage anyone who's feeling the pull to go. So I would actually like to say hello to the lady who's online. She's actually listening to the show. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi, you're there.
Hello.
So you've been on for the entire show. Have you enjoyed it so far?
Yes, I actually have. I wanted to ask you about the song you were playing too.
The Ampa Fabian?
Yes. I don't know how to say this, but sometimes when I'm around the house, I sing like that. So but when I heard it, it made me a bit emotional.
Oh, that is so beautiful. Oh, you're actually making my heart. It's so beautiful. So that's what I felt. I felt the people who called in today, I didn't get to speak to anyone else, but I felt you were definitely meant to hear it.
Yeah,
and,
definitely.
It's so beautiful. And I'm trying to see now. I think that's on one of our main CDs, Children of
really?
The Sun. You can buy some of her. Yeah, you can buy it actually online as well as a download. I'm not sure about that one, but you can buy, like, and these are all from the Starbeams, you know. So maybe there's some connection there, you know, that you may have with that.
Yeah.
And, you know, because maybe it's some kind of recognition that you felt within your heart, the recognition of the purity, you know?
Yeah. Thank you so much. I'm really enjoying
you're so welcome.
Show.
Pardon? You're enjoying the show? Oh, great. I know there's been some kind of technical stuff going on. I mean, oh, my God. It's like, oh, my God. So it's, anyway, it's fine, but... I'm so grateful that you rung in, and of course, always grateful if I can't take calls, I definitely take them. So I'm now going to finish the show because I'm now going to. What did you say your name was, by the way, sweetheart?
Nazir.
Nadia, is it?
Nazir.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. It's Nadia from New York,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So grateful to have you tuning in. So I'm now going to play a beautiful personal elixir that I was blessed enough that Almeen made for me. You could, when Almeen was doing this, she could actually, you know, you'd have your own personal elixir made, and it's a balance of black and white light frequency. It helps cancel out mind control and a lot of other things. It gives you exactly what you need for right now in your life, and it is constantly evolving. So actually for life, that's my... a feeling from these, and
right.
they just evolve as the cosmos shifts and changes, and you know, as things evolve, so do the personal elixirs. So
right.
They are a total gift, and what she did was she gave translations for what they were as well. But anyone who hears them as well, actually, it helps them to remember their oneness. So with all things, so I'm just going to play it, and I'm really glad you enjoyed the show, and thank you so much for bringing in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. So without further ado, I am grateful to be here and to have played this beautiful sacred radio show tonight. And as I said to our beautiful listener on the phone there and our listeners that are just tuning in or in the archives, I'm grateful that you have tuned in and you can... contact me on Vanessa Power on Facebook, or check that out, and we'd love to hear about what you thought about the show. So Without further ado, anyone who hears this beautiful personal elixir, I hope it helps you remember your oneness with all things. You are everything. Hopefully tune in again next week and it'll be much clearer. Till next week, have a lovely evening.
Thank you.